With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. There will be a high-level leadership change at the FBI next month, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino's planned resignation in January would be among the highest-profile departures of the Trump administration. The president suggested Bongino would return to his prior role as a popular podcast host.
Dan did a great job. I think he wants to go back to his show.
Bongino was an unconventional pick to be the FBI's second in command. Though he had previously worked as a New York City police officer and Secret Service agent, he had no prior experience at the Bureau. Greg Clugston, The White House.
U.S. forces have stopped a second oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela in international waters. That action yesterday has been confirmed by Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. A U.S. official says the tanker stopped voluntarily and allowed U.S. forces to board it. The move comes days after President Trump announced a blockade. A Hollywood icon urging Holocaust survivors to stay strong.
The plea came in a video message recorded just weeks before Rob Reiner was murdered. Reiner's message was delivered to a Hanukkah ceremony honoring Holocaust survivors. He noted his wife's family was killed at Auschwitz, giving the event special meaning. The video was part of a virtual candle lighting by the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. As part of the event, around 100 Holocaust survivors gathered at the Western Wall in Jerusalem. Rich Thomason reporting.
A Russian missile strike on port infrastructures in Odessa has killed 8 people and wounded 27 this weekend. Ballistic missiles landing on the port and damaging vehicles. Meanwhile, a Kremlin envoy is in Florida for talks on a U.S. proposed plan to end the nearly four-year-old war. This is SRN News. A group of Syrian American Jews has registered a non-governmental organization in Syria. It's a bid to restore Jewish heritage in a country where the once sizable religious minority has shrunk to almost nothing. Syrian government spokesman Hin Kabawat says the establishment of the Jewish Heritage in Syria Foundation, quote, is a step for us to tell the world that our country has room for everyone and is inclusive of everyone. The Jewish community in Syria once numbered 100,000 at the start of the 20th century. Chile has become the latest country in Latin America to move to the right, electing a conservative veteran politician who has long attracted comparisons to President Trump. José Antonio Kast has also taken a conservative stance on social issues, opposing the legalization of gay marriage, and the advocating for a constitutional ban on abortion. All across South America, voters have strengthened the mandates given to conservatives. This is SRN News. There's a Ford Motor recall on. Listen up.
Ford is recalling more than 270,000 electric and hybrid vehicles in the U.S. because of a parking function problem that could lead to them rolling away. The Detroit automaker says that the recall includes some 2022 to 2026 F-150 Lightnings, 2024 to 2026 Mustang Mach-Es, and 2025-2026 Mavericks. At issue is the integrated parking module, which may fail to lock into the park position when the driver shifts into park. Ford says it'll implement a park module software update for free. Keith Peters, Washington.
For the 70th year in a row, people of all ages will be able to get updates on Santa's journey around the world from NORAD. For the first time, those who want to get a personal update from NORAD can place a call through the website. That's something new. This is SRN News.